Good morning and welcome back to the Monday, February 26th edition of Byers & Company. Tiny J Powers joins us live. The sheriff's not going anywhere, at least according to his own statements. So there are some Florida lawmakers that are calling on this. What's going to happen with this, or what at least are they threatening, Tanya?
Well, it's the Florida House Speaker Richard Corcoran and 73 of his Republican colleagues. They are urging Rick Scott, the governor, who is also a Republican, to suspend Israel. The sheriff, they say he is guilty of incompetence and neglect of duty in the months before the shooting there in Parkland, Florida. They say that he failed to maintain a culture of alertness, vigilance, and thoroughness among his deputies. That is in the letter that they sent to the governor. Also, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement has now announced that it will launch an investigation into this as well. The response of the law enforcement, obviously. The sheriff was also on CNN over the weekend on
We just played this audio here a few minutes ago. It's unbelievable.
Well, that he isn't going to resign?
No, I mean, just the statements that he makes. I mean, you have 17 dead kids, and he's throwing stuff out like if ifs and buts were candy and nuts. I don't get it.
Yeah, that raised the ire of a lot of people. They didn't quite understand why he said that.
Yeah. Now, it seems to me, and I am literally the last guy on earth that usually, I'll give law enforcement the benefit of the doubt on most occasions because I just know how tough a job they have. But this guy, at every level, blaming the NRA, blaming everything else, I mean, it's really hard. We knew there was one guy because he retired after he was suspended. Now there may be as many as four deputies that were there during, the shooting. Their office was called 23 times. The people who are making this argument about other than, where all the systems failed seem to be missing the point. How many times was a tax-paying body, whether it was the child services, whether it was the school administrators, whether it was the sheriff's office, it was the FBI, how many times was the government contacted?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay, so what happens next with the state legislature? At least, I mean, this isn't actually, they're just calling on him to resign. What can they do legally?
Well, they're calling on the governor to suspend him, is what they want.
Can the governor do that?
I don't know. This is an elected position. This is not an appointed position, which is also a part of the backstory of this, the political nature of all of this. You got the governor, who's a Republican. You've got the lawmakers who want him suspended, who are all Republicans. He is a Democrat who was reelected in 2016, also against the backdrop of the fact that the governor, Rick Scott, is considering a run for the Senate, and the Florida House Speaker, Corcoran, who is the one who headed up this letter, is considering a run for governor.
Ah, politics rears its ugly head. Mm-hmm. Tanya, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Not sure about any of that. Why call on the – I mean, can the governor suspend – I mean, from all I know, the governor couldn't suspend our sheriff.
Yeah. So is this just
– if it is, then all of them. I mean, to hell with all of them.
Agreed.
I had no idea whether it was Democrat or Republican this year. Not a clue. Did you?
No.
Don't care.
No clue. No. Don't care. Doesn't make any bit
of difference.
It's
got nothing to do with that, and I don't care who's running for Senate, and I don't care who's running for what.
That's the dangerous thing that happens when you politicize an office like that.
I just think this guy has blamed everybody but his department.
Right.
And when you go on TV and there are 17 dead kids, you talk about your amazing leadership. You got a screw loose. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, O.J. Simpson would still be in the record books. It doesn't even rhyme.
Yeah. Wow. This guy is delusional. I mean, just reading the quotes that I was just reading, it's just unreal.
I think just the manner in which he, I mean, first of all, doing this interview with Jake Tapper, I mean.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the pressure. I mean, he's trying to keep his job, I would assume. Lions don't care about the opinions of sheep. Lions? Lions also don't stand in the parking lot while kids are getting mowed down inside of school.
Absolutely right.
Lions don't ignore 23 calls, including one by the shooter himself. And it would be one thing if you could just blame this guy, right? But what about the FBI? And I, for a few days, didn't rail on this because you don't know. I mean, this stuff starts leaking. Everybody starts pointing fingers. Nobody wants to take any sort of responsibility. Yeah. But it clearly looks like now that the government, in one way or another, whether it's child services, whether it's school administrators, whether it's the local sheriff's office, whether it's the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the government failed, I mean, multiple times. And then the one thing I don't understand about the progressive mindset in this country today, and there's a lot of things I don't understand about any of it, but the idea that if you just give the government more power, even though they failed you 37 times in this case, the answer is giving them more power.
Mm-hmm. Well, or they think that making some laws about guns, because honestly, if we come down to it,
sheriff blamed the NRA too.
Oh yeah, and the other thing he said is, well, there were no arrestable offenses. We mm-hmm. couldn't do anything anyway because there were no arrestable offenses. So then naturally, we have to still find a way to make some law that won't make a difference at all in this situation.
No. And then if you look at Broward County Mental Health and their diversion program and what they're doing there, I mean, this thing is a huge, huge, huge story to unravel and put back together and make any sense of. But what is clear at this point is this guy has to go. Period. We'll take a break for the news. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports coming up. Here's Jeff Daly. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Lindsay, thank you for watching the clock. Back with more. Stay tuned.